The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But first, the expected delay into Fianna Fáil's review of the presidential election is causing disappointment within the party and leading to more criticism of the Taoiseach. I'm joined on the line now by Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent. Fionnán, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, Micheál Martin has been busy, in fairness to him. He was in Enniskillen laying a wreath. Before that, he was in Belém in Brazil for the pre-COP30 leaders' summit. So he really hasn't had a chance, I suppose, to get hands-on with this mini-crisis within the party.
Yeah, and he has, well, at the end of last week, was yet to be interviewed by this review panel that is effectively inquiring into the presidential election debacle and looking ahead at where they should make changes to prevent a repeat into the future. So he's going to be one of the last to be interviewed in that regard. This review was due to be completed by this Wednesday, so the day after the inauguration would be done, and Dustin and Fianna Fáil put this behind them. But it would appear they have received such a volume of submissions and such a number of people looking to be interviewed on a one-to-one basis that it's going to take longer than that. Now, this rumour was going around in Fianna Fáil last week that there would be some delay. It was being played down by the party hierarchy in Micheál Martin's absence. Then they weren't commenting on it. Then they suddenly were commenting about it at the weekend, where they were saying, well, if it has to take longer, it has to take longer. And it was the parliamentary party that wanted this done in the first place. They wanted it to be thorough. So we're expecting that the deadline of Wednesday won't be hit. And what the new deadline is going to be, God knows.
Now, the question of what can you do about it? You know that term they're always using these days, the learnings we'll get. It's a term I hate. The learnings we'll get from this. What the hell do they expect to get from this? It'll be another 7 years if our new president stays in good health for that seven-year period, at least another 7 years before we have an election. If everyone loves her so much that there's a acclamation for her to continue unopposed for another 7 years, it could be 14 years. So what good would those so-called learnings be?
Yeah, we'll be told that the process to be undertaken in 2032 will be the greatest of all time, and it'll involve all sorts of preparations in advance. And no doubt the party membership will have a say in it, and the county councillors and everybody will be happy in that regard. So we're being told it'll be forward facing. So that'll be the nice shiny bauble that'll be dangled to the party grassroots. Oh, you'll have a say in the future and it'll all be great. But I think what the TDs and senators are looking for, though, is, right, what's the detail here and what actually happened? Who approached Jim Gavin? Why was there such weight put behind him? What process was undertaken in terms of vetting him? What due diligence was carried out? Why were other internal figures ruled out so forcefully by the Taoiseach, weighing in behind Jim Gavin? And then ultimately, how did the campaign play out? Why was there such an amateur approach really to the campaign? It was a disaster from start to finish. How much did it cost? That's a huge question. And then there'll be the whole debacle around the manner in which Jim Gavin dropped out on an issue which was well flagged with Fianna Fáil, that there was a problem here. So all that would, that'll be the detail that the parliamentary party probably wants to see, and that'll be the uncomfortable reading for Micheál Martin and Jack Chambers.
Now, some of the punditry after the election was that had Jim Gavin actually persisted, just quietly paid off the money and apologised and persisted, that he could have continued in the campaign, but probably not have won it based on the performance that he gave in the public appearances that he did make during the campaign. What is your view? Could he have brazened it out?
I think there's a view within the party that a candidate doesn't drop out. I think a lot of politicians will be of the view, no matter how bad things are going, and most of them would have run in elections where they've put their name forward and they either haven't got a nomination or they've lost. And you have to be persistent. I mean, Leo Varadkar, for example, in his first run out, he lost. Micheál Martin was initially blocked as a candidate within Fianna Fáil. Not everybody has a straightforward success story. So they'd all be of the view that, you know, politics is a run. It's not a sprint. You can't just be launched into it and expect instant success, and that Jim Gavin should have seen out that controversy and ploughed on. If he had ploughed on, would it have made a difference in the end? Yeah, probably not. I think Catherine Connolly, as you were seeing from the polls, even at the time Jim Gavin pulled out, Sinn Féin had come in behind her and she was performing very well. Would it, the thesis that all of the Fianna Fáil voters would ultimately have swung in behind Heather Humphreys, well, that didn't pan out ultimately anyway. So would it have had a difference in the outcome? No. Would it have saved blushes within Fianna Fáil and not be saddled with basically the worst campaign in their history because they've never had a candidate drop out before? No, they wouldn't. And Micheál Martin wouldn't have such embarrassment and reason for party rebels to have a go at him over.
Well, what do you make of the criticism from Billy Keller, which is highlighted in one of the newspapers this morning, that Fianna Fáil under Micheál Martin has allowed Sinn Féin to hijack the quest for a united Ireland? I mean, what is that all about? Is it what it says on the tin, or is there something more going on from Billy?
Yeah, I mean, he has a point here, but Micheál Martin also has a point. Micheál Martin's point is that you have to bring people along here. There's no point in saber rattling about a united Ireland if you're not getting to the point where you're building up towards a referendum in Northern Ireland in particular, where people have confidence and they have faith. And that's why he's working on things like what he calls the Shared Island Initiative, which is about putting, projects that are north-south, projects that the government in Dublin are funding for the Northern Ireland executive. And he sees that as a means of confidence building. He was also very firmly of the view throughout his leadership that he wasn't going into government with Sinn Féin, full stop. There was a counter view within Fianna Fáil that, listen, no matter what you do with the unionist community, they're never going to be on board with the notion of a united Ireland. And that if a party's core principle is that you're in favour of United Ireland, you should be saying that at every opportunity, and that they have given up the Republican territory to Sinn Féin. That's always been an undercurrent within Fianna Fáil, and it's probably being articulated now by Billy Keller when he's saying, we need to be more forceful because other people are. I mean, Catherine Connolly had no problem during the course of her campaign that she said she wanted to see a united Ireland. And she hoped to see one in the duration of her term in office as president. So she's saying, within the next 7 years is a realistic timeline.
Which not many people would probably go along with. They might wishfully hope for it, but in terms of the practicalities of delivering it in 7 years, that's probably a bit ambitious as a timescale. Now, moving on to what government should be doing, solving the housing crisis. I mean, if you were to solve in the term of this government the housing crisis to a degree that kept people sanguine of that we were well underway to building the number of houses we require, if you solve the childcare problem, for many people, the government would do well. In the meantime, they're cavilling over an election loss that was possibly avoidable, but maybe not.
Yeah, and the view within Fianna Fáil is that their current woes are not really about the presidential election at all. It's been that there has this government has got off to a slow start in the last 12 months, and they've got very little to show for their first 12 months in office. And we're not just talking about the budget, which seemed to be the biggest giveaway in history that nobody got anything out of. We're talking about actual delivery on housing, on healthcare, on childcare, on building infrastructure. Fianna Fáil were always the party that argued we get things done, and the argument coming back now is, well, no, you're getting bogged down in bureaucracy, red tape, and being captured by the system, and that you need to swing yourself out of that. So big week for them in that they've got another iteration of the housing action plan, which will look at speeding up delivery and how to remove blockages and put finances in place and so on. But there's not, at this stage, we've heard these so many times. I mean, if you report out from the Department of Finance last week saying, look, this is going to take at best 15 years to resolve, you then on the same day have the Minister for Housing going, oh, I'm going to fix the crisis in my term in office. We've heard that before. At this stage, people just want to see delivery. They want to see that the supply of housing is increasing. And they can say, oh, well, we need to get the policies and the plans, the blueprints in place first. That's great. But this iteration of this coalition has now, in effect, been in government for a decade, one way or another, very definitely in their second term of office now. And yet they're acting like a bunch of people who are newbies to this whole thing, and they're just getting a handle on it.
Fionnán Sheehan, Ireland editor with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.